local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Good Friday afternoon. We made it through another work week, and the weather, once again, is absolutely beautiful for the weekend. I'm Joe Gracie alongside, and excited to talk about everything happening in our world today. Local, nationwide, worldwide headlines, and of course, entertainment, pop culture, the weird and wacky stuff, and the fun stuff that we all love to hear about as well. We'll start, though, by getting a quick update on the roads and weather together.
Well, it's a beautiful day, so weather's looking great right now. But on the roads, I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. You will see slow-moving traffic getting off of Navarre Beach as well as 98 surrounding the Navarre Beach Causeway intersection. But other than that, we're looking good. Just a reminder, the Fiesta Parade's tonight in downtown Pensacola, so we are going to have some road closed throughout downtown Pensacola. Taking a look at weather, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. We do have a 10% chance of rain, but nothing too bad that's going to ruin your weekend or anything. That's going to be tomorrow and a Sunday with a small chance of rain in the afternoon. It's 86 right now and mostly cloudy throughout Pensacola, 86 in Milton and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And we start as we always do with our top three stories today. President Biden will be addressing the nation. A rare address from the Oval Office at 6 o'clock our time. That's when it's scheduled to start. We'll carry that live. He's supposed to talk about the debt ceiling bill that Congress passed. The Senate approved the measure late yesterday after the House passed it on Wednesday evening, averting the possibility of a catastrophic government default.
And we have our first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, but it's not expected to last for long. The National Hurricane Center says that the tropical storm Arlene has a maximum wind of 40 miles per hour, and it's going to be weakening throughout tonight. The storm continues to move southward with no direct threat to the U.S.
And Wall Street closing pretty sharply higher to end the holiday shortened week. Stocks soared on the heels of a strong jobs report. More on that later. And lawmakers passed a debt ceiling deal to avoid the U.S. default. The Dow jumped more than 2% for its best single day gain of 2023. Locally, some updates here. We have until 6 o'clock to participate in Senior Chill Out Day. It's the effort with the Council on Aging of West Florida to get fans, air conditioners, or just donations into the hands of our elderly.
This event is about soliciting donations of air conditioners, fans, and cash to then redistribute to seniors who are suffering in the oppressive and dangerous Florida heat without any form of air conditioning.
That's Executive Director Josh Newby. They also do something similar, but just for space heaters in the wintertime. But right now, obviously, the heat is out there, so we've got air conditioners, fans, and cash donations. Last year, 350 air conditioners, 500 fans, and $100,000 were contributed for Senior Chill Out Day. You have until 6 o'clock to get to an area Lowe's to buy a fan or air conditioner or donate money. You can also do it on the Council of Aging's website as well. A Mississippi woman facing local charges now, accused of falsely filing a child sex abuse report against a man. According to Channel 3, 34-year-old Emily Rogers was booked last week. She allegedly made a false report to Pensacola police back on January 4th. Also, two senior officials with the city of Pensacola have been put on administrative leave this week. According to the PNJ, Parks and Recreation Director Adrian Stills and Neighborhoods Administrator Lawrence Powell were both put on leave Tuesday. The city has confirmed that, but is not offering up anything else on the situations. And last month, Jason Chumley, an airport maintenance electrician, was put on leave shortly after the runway lighting issue, although the city did not confirm if it was related to that. Also, a carjacking from March led to an arrest for a Pensacola man. He's been hospitalized for a while because not only with the alleged carjacking, but he allegedly rammed that car into a Santa Rosa's deputy vehicle during a high-speed chase. 28-year-old Markel Kelson is now charged with carjacking, larceny, and driving with a suspended license. Just after 4:15, we'll get another quick check of the roads and our weather together.
I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns. We are also looking good on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. We do have slow-moving traffic on 98 right near Navarre Beach Causeway, as well as getting off of the beach. But other than that, we are looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather this weekend, we have a slight chance of rain for the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday, but nothing too bad, and it's going to be hot. High of 89 tomorrow. It's 86 and mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze, and 86 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Now, we told you yesterday the reports from Florida Atlantic University that found that there could be flesh-eating Vibrio bacteria in sargassum seaweed that's been washing up on Florida beaches. Our Andrew McKay asked local beach safety chief Dave Greenwood about it. He says whoever decided to tie those together should get an award for creativity.
That gets everybody's attention. I've got people from Texas calling me sometimes going, hey, we heard about the flesh-eating bacteria, and if you go in the water, you'll just come out just a walking skeleton. No, it's very, very, very rare occurrence that you have any interaction with that.
So he's not putting too much stock into it, although I will say that there have been local instances of people catching that. Now he says the main threat at the beach is drowning, of course, but you know, it's not, I wouldn't completely dismiss it, but I certainly agree with him that if you walk out into the Gulf of Mexico this weekend out of the beach,
don't be worried. Too worried.
Don't be too worried. Yeah, don't be too worried. But you know, this is another example of why I choose to just go to my pool, because at my swimming pool at my apartment complex, it's 200 yards maybe away from my apartment, and there is a 0% chance of anything bad happening to me.
Don't jinx it, Joe.
and while it's not 0% chance at the beach, it's not zero. Yeah. So I prefer to, you know, just take as many issues and questions about my safety as possible. So, but I do like, you know, my you know, I moved here in 2014. I lived in Ohio. I lived in Iowa. And so this was the first time that I'd ever lived near water. I was at the beach all the time. And then now it's like, you know, I go once or twice a year. And I swore to myself that I would never become that person. And here I am. So, anyway.
It's okay. At least you're not in Iowa, though.
Yes, that's true. 4:20 right now, we'll take a break. Come back with a look at Florida headlines and what's happening around the country and around the world. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Emily Harden as she recounts her personal breast cancer journey and introduces us to a one-of-a-kind boutique to our community, a warm and inviting space that will provide comfort and care. Her message of perseverance, compassion, and determination will be sure to give you inspiration and hope. That's this Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue in Pensacola is your ultimate fitness destination. Are you ready to unlock your full potential and achieve your fitness goals? Anytime Fitness has the key to a healthier, happier you. With 24/7 access to state-of-the-art facilities, you can work out on your schedule. You will be guided by their certified personal trainers who will tailor a program just for you. So join now and take advantage of their special membership offers.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now. Happy Friday. I'm Joe Gracie alongside, getting you caught up on everything going on in the world today. Top three stories. President Biden is going to be addressing the nation at 6 o'clock, talking about the debt ceiling bill Congress passed this week. A rare speech from the Oval Office. We'll carry that live for you right here. Also, our first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season became official today with Tropical Storm Arlene. But as it continues moving southward, it's going to weaken tonight back into a depression, and it's no direct threat to the U.S. Also, a big day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones jumping more than 2% for its best single-day gain of 2023. A look around the state of Florida. A group who is trying to get recreational marijuana on the 2024 ballot is clearing a major hurdle. State election officials say the Smart and Safe Florida Political Committee collected more than 960,000 signatures, which is more than what was required. The measure still needs approval from the Florida Supreme Court.
Also, the Florida Public Service Commission should approve a proposal that will lead to lowering bills for Florida Power and Light customers. That's going to be starting in July, possibly. They'll meet on June 13th to vote on the proposal, and FPL says that the plan residential customers, under the plan, residential customers in Northwest Florida who use 1,000 kilowatts hours a month would see their bills go from $158.86 to $154.91.
The judge assigned to the DeSantis-Disney legal feud is recusing himself. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker says he has a relative who is a Disney stockholder and is just doing that on principle there. The case has been reassigned to District Judge Alan Windsor, a judge who was appointed by former President Trump.
And police near Daytona Beach says that a toddler was reunited with his parents shortly after someone stole his mother's SUV with him inside the car. The theft happened yesterday morning outside a relative's home when the mother ran inside to grab something quick and the two-year-old was sleeping in the car seat in the back when someone walked across the street, got into the car, and drove off. A short time later, someone called 911 saying that the boy was in a parking lot of a nearby auto shop.
You know, I'm not sure that this job is great for my mental health as a new dad, because every day we unlock a new worst fear that Joe has.
The one yesterday I kind of didn't want to read just in case for you, because I was just like, I just don't want this. But this, you run inside real quick, your kid's sleeping in the car.
And I've done that.
Like, you're not going to wake him up.
I did that last Sunday. I pick up snacks for our junior church kids, and so, you know, I just... You know, park the car, I lock it, and then I always lock it.
Yeah.
You know, but that's
still,
yeah.
Just
have to carry your inside, I guess,
To
pick up the snacks there. Let's get a quick update on the roads and weather.
Well, I-10 and I-110 looking great throughout our area, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. Mobile Highway in Fairfield, that intersection's looking great. So if you want to stop by Lowe's and go to the senior chill out, make a donation or drop off a fan, you still got time to do that. And there's no traffic that's going to back you up. Coming up this weekend, we're going to have awesome weather, but it's going to be hot. It's a high of 89 tomorrow with some slight chances of rain in the afternoon, just every day, you know, 30% chances of rain. Mostly cloudy right now with it being 86 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
A hearty congratulations to a Florida 8th grader, Dev Shaw, who won the 2023 Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Samophile, may you please have the sentence?
Any samophile, for example, a cactus, would flourish in the Arizona desert. Can you say it for us?
Samophile, samophile.
Samophile.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, samophile?
That is correct.
There you go. Shaw won the 95th annual competition and the $50,000 grand prize. The final started with 11 spellers left. And Gracie, I have no
that's a lot.
No words that you have to spell. I in the story though, I could have thrown in there the other words that he had to spell, and I could have made you try, but I couldn't pronounce them.
No. So, oh wow. Yeah. No. Yeah. That, I was about to say that's a lot harder to spell than croissant.
Yeah. Exactly. words today are a lot tougher. Texter says your kids are in way more danger from being locked in a car in 80 plus degree weather. Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about that this week. You know, yeah. There's been a couple of instances around Florida of that happening, and it happens way too much. But yeah, that's something that weighs on my mind. And now I've got to worry about people stealing my car when I run into the house with my daughter inside. So, yeah, not good there. But thankfully, the kid is okay, and you know the parents were reunited very quickly after. Yeah. I could imagine the nightmare that's going on in those 2 hours where the baby was unaccounted for. Some quick national headlines: a Manhattan grand jury reportedly has the case of a Marine veteran accused of manslaughter for choking a man to death on a New York City subway train. According to ABC News, the grand jury is now hearing evidence in the case against Daniel Penny, who's accused of second-degree manslaughter in the death of Jordan Neely.
And former Vice President Mike Pence is avoiding charges related to classified documents being found in his Indiana home. NBC News reports that the Department of Justice informed Pence attorneys that the investigation was closed and no charges are going to come.
The list of GOP presidential candidates is growing, but there is no guarantee everybody will get to be in the first debate. The RNC is reportedly setting stricter standards to qualify for the August debate. Requirements may include a minimum of 40,000 individual campaign donors and support from at least 1% of voters in multiple national polls.
And this kind of sounds like it would be in our wacky news section, but this happened. Italian police have arrested a man who stripped naked at the Vatican to protest the war in Ukraine. The Vatican source says that a man was visiting the Vatican on Thursday when he took off his clothes and stood naked on the church's altar. The man reportedly had an inscription painted on his back calling to save the children of Ukraine.
I mean, Italians love their naked bodies.
Not
just in
there,
marble form.
Yeah.
So there,
I mean,
you go.
You can't even wear a tank top in the Vatican, I'm pretty sure. You have like,
yeah,
a dress
I think there
code,
are. Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. There are dress codes. You're definitely right about that. Also, the world's first openly gay president was elected this week. He's Edgars Rinkevics and was elected president of Latvia in Northeast Europe. 4:30 right now, Fox News update is coming up. More on your sports headlines, a look at pop culture, health, business, and science. That's all coming up. It's Pensacola right now on a Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The rhetoric in the Republican presidential primary is heating up, with the top two polling candidates taking aim at each other. Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are stumping in several key states.
Trump argues he could turn the country around in the first 6 months of another term.
DeSantis says that's nonsense.
Don't let anyone tell you they can do this in 24 hours or in 6 months or anything like that.
Trump wrapped his Iowa trip last night with a town hall on Hannity. He's largely focused his criticism on DeSantis.
Fox's Rich Edson in Iowa. President Biden will address the nation tonight after Congress passed a bill to raise the nation's debt ceiling.
I feel confident that it could be signed as soon as tomorrow. The House and the Senate clearly have to do their business in getting the bill to us.
White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks closed out the week with a powerful rally. The blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial surged 701 points, or 2.1%. The S&P 500 gained 61 points, and the NASDAQ Composite added 140. Amazon refuted it, but a report today said the tech giant is considering entering the wireless market. Bloomberg News said Amazon has been holding talks for several weeks with Verizon, T-Mobile, and Dish Network about offering nationwide mobile phone service to Prime members, either for free or at a discount. But an Amazon spokesperson said, "We don't have plans to add wireless at this time." Shares of T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon all tumbled today. However, Dish shares jumped 16%. If estimates prove true, we plan to splurge big on dad this year. The National Retail Federation says consumers are projected to spend a record $22.9 billion for Father's Day, $196 per consumer. Gifts include clothing, dinner, and brunch, gift cards, and personal care items. That's Your Money Now.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Stanley Cup Final starts tomorrow between Florida and Vegas. The Panthers last year won the President's Trophy, but got swept out of the second round. This year, Florida had the fewest points out of any playoff team and are now 4 wins away from hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup. Goalie Sergei Bobrovsky and American superstar Matthew Tkachuk will be the difference, and I'm taking the Panthers to slay the Golden Knights in 6. So Panthers fans, stand by and get ready to throw those rubber rats. I'm Zach Gelb.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Is your check engine light on? Let our professional parts people scan and diagnose the problem for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Seven on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Gracie and Joe, happy Friday. Hope you are getting ready for an awesome weekend. We got fiesta activities going on. The weather is going to be beautiful. So whatever you're doing, hope you're enjoying it. Little late to traffic on the 5, so we're going to get a quick update here. Roads are looking great right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Do keep in mind that we do have the Fiesta Parade going on in downtown Pensacola, so you're going to see those typical parade route roads closed. And if you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. This traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Tropical storm Arlene formed on Friday. It's out over the Gulf, but is not headed this way. Really, our weather looks pretty good around here. In fact, even along the coast, we're expecting a low risk of rip currents for Gulf Coast beaches. So look for temperatures to be about the same. Overnight lows will basically be near 70. Daytime highs are going to be well into the 80s or even around 90 degrees over the weekend. And we do have a slight chance that a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 86 right now in Pensacola with mostly cloudy skies, 86 in Milton and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Not only is the Fiesta Parade going on tonight in downtown Pensacola, but tomorrow the Fiesta Boat Parade is going to launch from the Yacht Club. That's again Saturday, June 3rd. Going to be around midday, and the best view is going to be from Sanders Beach, Karen Joe's Resort Center, or Plaza de Luna in downtown Pensacola. So make sure to check it out.
So just wanted to get this in as we only have a couple more opportunities for this. The Senior Chill Out Day is today. It's being put on by the Council on Aging of West Florida. It's an event to solicit donations of air conditioners, fans, and cash for seniors who have no air conditioning. Representatives are out at Lowe's stores in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties until 6 o'clock. So you can head there to donate a fan, air conditioner, or just a $20 bill, whatever you can afford. Last year, we were able to raise 350 air conditioners, 500 fans, and $100,000 towards Senior Chill Out Day. Again, that is going on until 6 o'clock today. Looking at the world of sports, we had game one of the NBA Finals. Nikola Jokic posting his 9th triple-double of the postseason, the Nuggets beating the Heat 104-93. Game two will be Sunday night. The Heat in game two could get an offensive boost, as ESPN says Miami guard Tyler Hero will continue testing his injured right hand and could make a return to the lineup. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the league will announce the punishment for Grizzly superstar Ja Morant once the NBA Finals are complete. And the Phoenix Suns are planning to hire Frank Vogel as their new coach. The franchise is working on a long-term deal with the former Lakers coach who led the team to the NBA title back in 2020. No NHL tonight. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow. The Golden Knights will host the Florida Panthers in Las Vegas. Major League Baseball tonight on Apple TV Plus 710. It's the Twins hosting the Guardians. The Braves are out west taking on the Diamondbacks. That game starts at 8:40. The Rays and the Red Sox start at 6:10. And the Marlins and the Athletics start at 5:40. A little bit later on today. News from the SEC spring meetings. The conference will not be moving forward with a 9-game conference schedule, but the 8-game slate will be going forward without divisions in 2024. That's when Texas and Oklahoma join the league. Commissioner Greg Sankey says scheduling options for 2025 and beyond are undecided at this point. College softball in the Women's College World Series. Two games are happening later on tonight. Earlier today, Washington beat Utah 4-1. Alabama takes on Stanford at 6 o'clock. That'll be on ESPN. And also Oklahoma State takes on Utah. That game on ESPN starting at 8:30. Also, the Memorial Tournament going on today. And trying to get you a leaderboard right now. Let's see if I can grab it. Hideki Matsuyama had a good day. He's at 7 under par. Justin Su, though, shot 6 under par today. He's at 8 under with the sole possession of first place. Also, David Lipsky and Patrick Cantlay are 2 shots back at 6 under par. Rory McIlroy is lurking at 4 under par. Ricky Fowler also at 4 under par as well. Taking a look at health, business, and science notes, Adidas is selling off its Yeezy brand sneakers 7 months after cutting ties with Kanye. The company says a significant amount of the money made from its remaining inventory will be donated to organizations that fight anti-Semitism and racism, including the Anti-Defamation League and a foundation dedicated to social change founded by George Floyd's brother.
The latest job report shows that U.S. economy has landed 339,000 jobs in May. Today's numbers from the Labor Department are much stronger than expected. Economists have predicted that non-farm jobs would raise by anywhere from 190,000 to 195,000. This makes the 14th straight month of higher than expected job numbers.
The Earth's wheat supply is at risk of a dangerous shock due to extreme heat and drought. New research published in the journal NPJ Climate and Atmospheric Science looks at a worst-case scenario in which extreme weather hits 2 key regions for wheat in the same year, taking down winter crops in the U.S. Midwest and northeast China. The study finds the conditions that would push wheat crops beyond their tolerances are becoming more likely.
And if you couldn't think today could get any better, it's Friday. The weather is awesome. It's also National Donut Day. You can get a free donut. One at Krispy Kreme. Dunkin's giving out one free if you buy a drink. And even Taco Bell has gotten onto this deal. If you order a delivery and spend $20, you can get a free 2-pack of their Cinnabon Delights.
I
don't know if that's donuts, but...
Cinnabon? No, it's probably just those mini Cinnabon things.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Those are still good though.
Yeah, good and free.
Amazon could soon offer low cost or free mobile phone services to Prime subscribers. Bloomberg reports the tech giant is in talks with multiple providers such as Verizon and T-Mobile. Amazon is reportedly looking to be able to offer wireless plans for $10 or less a month.
Also, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is showing off the latest version of their virtual reality headset. The Meta Quest 3 is going to be 40% thinner and have an updated resolution and displays. In a video on social media, Zuckerberg said it's expected to start anywhere from $499 when it goes on sale this fall.
And lastly, Las Vegas is opening its first cannabis-friendly hotel today. The Lexi Hotel, close to the Strip, is a first for Sin City. Developers say the 64-room property is the only cannabis-inclusive property in town. The Lexi will feature guest rooms and suites with the entire fourth floor designated for those who enjoy smoking weed.
4:45 right now on News Radio 92.3. Going to get a quick look at weather and roads before we get to pop culture. Our roads are looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We do have the Fiesta Parade going on tonight. That's going to close some roads down in downtown Pensacola. Just that normal downtown Pensacola parade route. Also, we're looking great right now on Fairfield Drive and Mobile Highway. So if you want to head to the Lowe's right on that corner, you always can stop by there before 6 p.m. and help out Council on Aging. If you see something else on the roads slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. The weather's beautiful for tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 70. It's 86 right now in Pensacola with mostly cloudy skies, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So the Mega Millions jackpot is now worth over $200 million, as nobody won Tuesday's drawing for $187 million. So the jackpot's rolling over for tonight's drawing. The grand prize will be an estimated $203 million with the cash option of $104 million. As for Saturday's Powerball, that's worth $262 million.
And Billy Joel's record-breaking residency at Madison Square Garden is coming to an end next year. After 10 years, his final show is going to be of July of 2024. When this wraps up, he'll have played 150 shows there. He's already played 60 more shows than anyone else that's been at Madison Square Garden, and he also holds the record for most consecutive shows at 12 shows. He's played for more than 1.6 million fans there, and he played at Madison Square Garden for the first time in 1978.
Just Madison. I mean, that's what so he doesn't really go on tours then, I guess.
Yeah, I think he just does plays like there. I think it's once a month he does a Madison Square Garden, I think. That's not
interesting.
Fact checked, but
Prince Harry is set to testify in a UK court next week, the first senior British royal to do so in 130 years. The case is over a lawsuit he and dozens of other celebrities have brought against tabloid publisher Mirror Group newspapers for things like hacking and unlawful activity to get information. The last senior royal to give testimony in court was Edward VII way back in 1891.
Also, one of country music's biggest stars is going to be headlining next year's Gulf Coast Jam in Panama City Beach. Morgan Wallen is going to be featured as the performer for the event on Sunday, June 2nd of 2024. He was originally supposed to be at the festival that's actually happening this weekend to headline it for this year's festival, and he had to cancel due to his injury to his vocal cords when he took off 6 weeks.
The handwritten lyrics of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody are on display at Sotheby's in New York ahead of going to the auction block in September. An early draft appears to show Freddie Mercury considering calling it Mongolian Rhapsody before crossing it out and renaming it. It's part of thousands of Mercury's personal belongings that are on display and hitting the auction block later this year.
And we're going to finish off pop culture with our favorite girl, Taylor Swift.
We love Tay-Tay.
Yeah, we love Tay-Tay. Taylor Swift is also rich. She's the second richest woman in music.
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. Who knew it? Forbes recently said Swift is the number two spot of the richest woman in the music list, second to only Rihanna. They estimated Swift's net worth of being around $740 million.
Just wait for the Tay-Tay story that we have coming up here.
Oh, goodness.
A convenience store worker in Singapore helped her boss learn how to use surveillance cameras and then later got caught stealing on those cameras. The owner of a convenience store in Singapore who had installed the cameras to catch shoplifters instead caught two employees allegedly pocketing money from customers. One of them had even taught him how to use the surveillance cameras.
Oh, gosh. And if you're going to Missouri soon, just know that there's been sightings in the Missouri area of bears, and police are warning people, don't wrestle the bears. It's illegal.
Yep. I mean, why even...
Yeah, I don't even know. But it's illegal. It's a misdemeanor. So they had to remind people that bear wrestling is illegal in Missouri and shared the language of the actual statute, which also bans prohibiting or allowing bear wrestling on your property, owning a bear that's going to be used for bear wrestling, and training bears to wrestle.
I did not know that that was a thing that people did, was try to own bears for the purpose of wrestling them.
Or want to.
All right, here we go. Some Taylor Swift fans say they're going to extreme measures to ensure they're not missing a second of her Eras Tour concerts.
For the amount of stress and time it took me to get Taylor Swift tickets, I will be getting an adult diaper because I'm not missing a minute of it. I will be having 17 left over for anyone attending the Houston show.
What's the matter with you?
See, we love Taylor Swift as we do like her, but she's a joke. But some people are unwell.
Well, this is why we like her. We like talking about her because this sort of thing is happening more frequently than it should. So, yeah, adult diapers. There are way more women than I thought I would ever see on TikTok showing videos. One even showed the woman like actually putting the diaper on.
Oh, gosh.
But also for Swifties who plan on taking bathroom breaks, there is an active Reddit thread for bathroom break songs where fans are discussing which songs are best recommended to sacrifice. So
unwell.
Yeah. All right.
I love that though.
Yeah. 451. Text us. You can text us 850-437-1620. Is there any circumstance, any event, whether it's a sports event, whether it's a concert, where you would even entertain the thought of wearing an adult diaper so you would spare yourself having to leave for the bathroom? You can text us 850-437-1620.
Got a text in. I can think of out of 100 artists that I would wear a diaper to before Taylor Swift. Wow.
Yeah, also on that Missouri bear story, isn't that an infringement on the right to bear arms?
Oh, Love a good pun.
I love that. I love that one. Well done, Texter. 452, quick timeout. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Escambia County Emergency Management has three things you need to know this hurricane season.
Number one,
know your zone. Do you live in a hurricane evacuation zone?
Number two,
know your home. Is it prepared for a hurricane? Your safest place may be at home instead of a shelter.
Number three,
know your plan. Where can you stay if you are evacuated? Confirm plans now with family or friends before the storm.
For more information, go to myescambia.com/be ready.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Tuesday morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's Tuesday morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7. This week, Tyler Mack rocks Bands on the Beach. Tyler was even nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards for the Best New Debut Release. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon. Ugh. The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. 4:55, going to get a quick look at the roads and weather for traffic on the fives. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have an accident that's going to be just west of the Alabama-Florida state line right near the Welcome Center. It's going in the eastbound direction towards Mobile. So we do have an accident there. Not seeing a lot of delays because of it, but just keep that in mind. Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge looking good. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Weather for tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 70. And mostly cloudy right now with it being 86 degrees, 86 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
850-437-1620 is the text line. The big question of the day, is there any event that you would ever consider wearing adult diapers so you wouldn't have to miss any moment of it? That becoming apparent with a number of Taylor Swift fans. Now, with these concerts, help me out, Gracie, because, you know, you frequent them. I do not. Mm-hmm. There's usually a beginning act, right?
Yep.
Is there no intermission or anything that would allow people to do this?
There is, like that, but the thing is,
but then you're,
most
everybody's
people
just
go
going,
to the bathroom in between the opener and the main person. But if that's why I think people are like picking a song during the show, no one's in the bathroom. That's when you just quickly run to the bathroom, run to get your drink, get your merch. So I don't know if people, there's just, everyone's using the bathroom in that time.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But
you know, with sporting events, it's the same deal. I mean, I like to go, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes before halftime or something just to kind of get a head start on everybody. But no, there's absolutely no scenario that I would ever wear an adult diaper right now. And I can very confidently say that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. How about some good news to wrap up our number one of Pensacola right now? This will really tug at your heartstrings. An eighth grader from St. Louis received a scholarship after he walked for 2 hours just to get to his graduation ceremony. Here is Xavier Jones talking about why he decided to walk there and the president of Harris Stowe State University, Dr. LaTanya Collins-Smith, talking about why she decided to give Jones a full ride scholarship.
I remember something that Mr. Sales told me. He said, if I want it, I got to go get it. So I wanted to graduate, so I went to go get my graduation.
It spoke volumes to me. It spoke resilience. That is what sparked my interest in saying, hey, this is a type of kid that we want to recruit to Harris Stowe.
Just awesome.
Yeah.
And another one out of Missouri, but a good story. A 16-year-old cashier at a pizza place in Missouri was born with a birth defect where both of her arms weren't fully formed. But with his great attitude and great work ethic, the customers noticed. A customer named Robert gave him a $2,500 tip. He says that he's been trying to save for a car, and this is going to help him get there a lot sooner.
That's really cool there. Finally, a Sherpa who guides people up Mount Everest recently saved a climber's life after finding him stuck in a section called the Death Zone. The guy was clinging to rope and shivering from the cold. It took 6 hours to get him down to the spot where he could be airlifted out. And since the climber couldn't walk, the Sherpa carried him. For a lot of it, experts say rescuing someone up that high is almost impossible. 6 hours and you're carrying the guy. That's dedication and well done there. 4:59, we've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. We'll see in about 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in the world today. And we've got President Biden addressing the nation from the Oval Office coming up at 6. We'll carry that live as well. It's Pensacola right now, and this is News Radio 92.3.